You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The feds are blaming Edison for causing the Eaton fire.
Negligence that had deadly and very costly consequences.
Speaking of consequences, the Clippers could be facing some big ones.
Suspensions of executives. It could lead to loss of draft picks. It could lead to fines.
And lots of criticism of RFK Jr.'s position on vaccines.
Kind of like taking a machete when we need a scalpel.
Welcome to the LA Local for Thursday, September 4th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Brandon Liebhaber. Coming up on today's LA Local, the Clippers could be in serious trouble. The NBA now investigating the team for allegedly paying superstar Kawhi Leonard under the table. You'll probably want to stay away from the 405 this weekend. What does all the drama at the CDC mean for vaccines for you and your family? And the Chargers take on the Chiefs in their season opener on Friday. So, of course, we've got to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. But we start with the feds making a major announcement about the Eaton fire, which destroyed much of Altadena. The federal government is now suing SoCal Edison. Craig Figner has the story.
While the investigation into the Eaton fire isn't finished just yet, acting U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says it's clear that Edison's power line sparked that fire. He says there can be no other cause.
The Eaton fire burned nearly 8,000 acres of federal land in the Angeles National Forest. The Eaton fire lawsuit alleges that Southern California Edison negligently failed to properly maintain its power and transmission lines in the area where the fire ignited on a windy night in January. Negligence that had deadly and very costly consequences. The United States government is seeking $37 million from SoCal Edison for damages. It is our intention that Southern California Edison, the company, and not the ratepayers, will bear the burden of these costs. Innocent, hardworking Californians who pay their electricity bills should not have to pay for Edison's negligence.
If Edison does want to settle and pay up, Asaley says it will have to be on the condition that the cost paid isn't recovered to the company in the form of higher power bills to consumers. There is also a second lawsuit filed against Edison by the feds. It's in connection to the Fairview fire that burned in Hemet in 2022. Both combined, damages are north of $40 million. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Craig did reach out to Edison to get their side of the story, and as of Thursday afternoon when I'm recording this podcast, no response. Moving on, the NBA is now investigating the LA Clippers after a bombshell report accused the team of paying Kawhi Leonard under the table in an attempt to break league rules. This coming from the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast. The investigation they did found the Clippers star had an endorsement deal with a now bankrupt company that paid him millions of dollars for no work. That company, called Aspiration, also received $50 million in funding from Clippers owner Steve Ballmer. They were also a big sponsor for the team. While Aspiration paid other celebrities who did publicly endorse the company, people like Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert Downey Jr., and Drake, there's no evidence that Kawhi Leonard did anything to promote them. This story a little bit confusing, so let me try to explain. The NBA, like basically all other major professional sports leagues, has strict rules when it comes to paying players. Those rules are meant to encourage competitive balance so that one team can't just pay players way more than other teams. That means that using a company to funnel money from a team owner to a star player, that's a big no-no, and that's exactly what the Clippers are accused of doing. So now that the NBA is investigating, what's next? We spoke to Law Murray. He covers the Clippers for The Athletic.
Penalties, the consequences could be severe. It could lead to suspensions of executives. It could lead to loss of draft picks. It could lead to fines. You could be talking about the status of Kawhi Leonard's current contract and playing status for the LA Clippers.
The Clippers are vehemently denying the allegations. In a statement, the team called them absurd and said that owner Steve Ballmer was actually a victim in this case as one of many investors who was defrauded when Aspiration went bankrupt. Moving to Washington, D.C., tensions very high this morning on Capitol Hill. Both Democratic and Republican senators grilled Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over vaccines and the ongoing chaos at the CDC. Here's New Hampshire Senator Maggie Hassan confronting RFK Jr. over the new requirements when it comes to the COVID vaccine.
Scientists who said they wanted to brief you on the science, scientists who wanted to understand why the FDA, why you unilaterally changed the parameters for giving vaccines, making it possible now that they're going to have to go off-label.
This is crazy talk.
To prescribe a vaccine for children. I'm not making things up. Do you know how the FDA approval process works and what happens?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know what an off-label prescription is?
I know exactly how it works.
This comes a day after Florida officials announced that that state was working to do away with all childhood vaccine mandates. On LA's Morning News, Vicky Moore talked to Emory University's Dr. Robert Bednarczyk.
A lot of parents out there. I am one of them. I have two kids, and I got all the vaccinations for them on schedule as recommended by doctors. And it always seemed like a lot, but I did it because they were recommended by medical professionals. And of course, they're required to get into school. But all of this suddenly, you know, with everything that's going on, it seems like it's open to interpretation. And there's what's happening in Florida, and there's what's happening in California. I mean, you're one doctor, but you know, what do you say? What do you say to parents who are like, well, what do I do?
Yeah, so there has been a lot of confusion recently with a lot of changes at CDC. And just in general, you know, if we look at social media, there's a lot of mis and disinformation about vaccines. But I think it's just so important to remember that vaccines have really saved so many lives, prevented so much suffering and disease through the years. They really are one of our best medical interventions that we've had. And I think because of that, they're in a way a victim of their own success. You know, we don't see the diseases that we used to see. We don't see the numbers of cases of disease that we used to see. So sometimes it can be hard to understand why it's still so important to keep vaccine rates so high.
We also talked to LA healthcare attorney Harry Nelson about RFK Jr.
When he talks about, you know, the fact that the pharmaceutical industry has had too much power, I think people are with him. When he talks about the ineffectiveness of U.S. health policy on chronic disease, on making Americans healthier, he's absolutely tapping into a deeply held view, and I support it, that we're doing a terrible job as a country on all these preventive measures by which we could make America healthier. But what he's doing, his response of hollowing out the leadership, getting rid of cutting funding, eliminating access to vaccines, changing policy very quickly without scientific background, is kind of like, you know, it's sort of, you know, taking a machete when we need a scalpel. And it's a little scary. I think we're going to see a lot of ramifications and damage to public health based on the kind of over-aggressive approach he's taking.
In response to all of this, California announced a new alliance with Oregon and Washington to provide unified vaccine recommendations, and those may differ from new federal guidelines. Remember that road work that clogged up the 405 through the Sepulveda Pass a couple of weekends ago? We got a lot of calls at KNX News that sounded like this.
It's just crawling. Should we get off the freeway? What's going on? Is there an accident up ahead or what's going on?
This is worse than usual Thursday traffic today. It's a bad day on the 405.
If you are getting on the 405 South, you have one more exit after the 101, and then you are going to be in traffic that's about 2 miles per hour. So good luck.
Well, that project that they were all complaining about, it continues this weekend. So you might want to try and avoid that stretch of the freeway if you can, of course. It'll be reduced to 3 lanes in each direction between Santa Monica Boulevard to just north of Sunset. Many of the on and off ramps in that area will be closed. The work starting at 10 on Friday night, wrapping up at 5 a.m. Monday morning. And they're going to be doing more of this work again in 2 weekends. That's September 19th to the 22nd. And it's not going to end anytime soon. This massive repaving project, it's going to stretch well into next year. If you're wondering why they're doing the work, Caltrans says that this repaving will improve safety and extend the lifespan of the 405. Believe it or not, the NFL season starts tonight. Man, the Super Bowl feels like just yesterday. The Chargers open the season tomorrow night in Brazil against the Chiefs. Before Kansas City left for Sao Paulo, quarterback Patrick Mahomes made fun of his teammate, Travis Kelce.
Some guys didn't understand how far the travel was, Travis, even though he had just was down there like last year. So I was just explaining to him how the globe works.
Well, Travis got his revenge earlier today. He impersonated Mahomes when the two were speaking to the media in Brazil.
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there. And
he had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was on the map.
As Mahomes said, this is not Travis's first trip to Brazil. He flew down to Rio de Janeiro 2 years ago to see his then girlfriend, Taylor Swift, while she was performing during the Eras tour. And as you've probably heard, they're now engaged. Well, that's your LA Local for Thursday, September 4th, 2025. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tomorrow is Friday, which means we've almost reached the weekend. But remember, stay away from the 405 through the Sepulveda Pass if you can.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.